In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 17. Vier Tassen, das macht 4 Mark. 4 cups, that's 4 marks altogether. In the last lesson, Andreas was at the flea market in Aachen. If you remember, Frau Berger, the hotel manageress, walked past, and Andreas tried to interest her in buying a scarf.
Möchten Sie vielleicht ein Tuch?
Andreas said the scarf looked very smart. Listen again and note the personal pronoun it, in German es.
Es ist sehr schick.
Frau Berger wasn't interested in buying the scarf, but she discovered a book that she'd been looking for a long time.
Genau das Buch suche ich.
She decided on the spur of the moment to buy the book.
Gut, ich nehme es.
But she wasn't in luck. X told Andreas that she didn't want him to sell this book.
Das Buch verkaufst du nicht!
That's understandable enough. After all, X originally leapt out from the pages of this book, and that's how she got to know Andreas. She loved the
book. Ich liebe es!
Today we're going to look around the other stalls at the flea market in Aachen to find out what people are buying and selling. In the first scene, a customer is interested in buying a blouse, bluse. What happens in the course of the conversation?
Ich finde die Bluse toll.
Zeig mal.
Probier sie mal. Ja, gut. Was kostet die Bluse?
12 Mark.
12 Mark? Das ist sehr teuer. 8 Mark?
11 Mark.
Ich nehme sie für 10 Mark.
Okay, 10 Mark.
It's usual at flea markets for customers to try to beat down the price of the goods on sale. In this case, a stallholder is selling a blouse, which to begin with cost 12 marks. 12 Mark.
12 Mark.
The woman likes the blouse but thinks it's too expensive. She's prepared to pay 8 marks. 8 Mark.
8 Mark.
But the stallholder isn't willing to make such a big reduction, so he suggests 11 marks. 11 Mark.
11 Mark.
The customer strikes a compromise and says she'll take it for 10 marks. 10 Mark.
Ich nehme sie für 10 Mark.
She's in luck, because the seller agrees to this price. He knows that she really likes the blouse.
Ich finde die Bluse toll.
In the next scene, a stallholder is selling cups. Tassen. Listen to the conversation.
Wie findest du die Tassen?
Es geht.
Was kostet eine Tasse?
Eine Tasse 1,50. 2 Tassen kosten 2 Mark.
Ich nehme 4 Tassen.
4 Tassen? Das macht 4 Mark.
When the man sees the cups, he asks his girlfriend, "What do you think of the cups?"
Wie findest du die Tassen?
She doesn't think they're anything special, so she says, "They're okay."
Es geht.
The man asks how much they cost. The cups cost 1,50 Mark each. 1,50. It's cheaper to buy 2 cups. 2 cups cost 2 marks. 2 Mark.
Eine Tasse 1,50. Zwei Tassen kosten 2 Mark.
The man would like to buy 4 cups. 4 Tassen. The stallholder works out the price and says, 4 cups? That makes 4 marks altogether.
4 Tassen? Das macht 4 Mark.
Now for the third scene. It's a typical situation whenever a lot of people, including families with children, are looking around a market.
Mama! Mama! Mama, wo bist du?
Wo ist deine Mama?
Ich weiß es nicht.
Komm, wir suchen sie.
As you heard, a child is looking for its mother, Mama. A woman notices that the child has lost its mother, and she says, come on, we'll look for her.
Komm, wir suchen sie.
Meanwhile, X has been looking round the flea market, and she's noticed something which is typically German. She's found a garden gnome, Gartenzwerg. Garden gnomes are usually made of plastic or ceramics. They always have red caps, red cheeks, a long white beard, and in most cases they're pushing a wheelbarrow. X, as you know, is an elf and is delighted to meet her own kind.
Andreas, schau mal, ein Kobold!
Nein, Ex, das ist ein Gartenzwerg.
Wie bitte?
Weißt du, die Deutschen finden Gartenzwerge toll.
Ich auch. Bitte, ich möchte auch.
Ach, Ex.
Ex asks Andreas to buy a garden gnome, but Andreas isn't very keen on this idea. And in a moment, after the melody, we'll go over the grammar points you've heard in today's lesson. And we'll start with the imperative, which is the verb form you use to ask someone to do something. If you address someone informally in the second person singular do form, the usual verb ending st is dropped. The pronoun do is left out.
Zeig mal. Probier die Bluse mal.
In today's lesson, you also heard the personal pronoun sie, which stands in place of a feminine noun in both the singular and plural.
Was kostet die Bluse?
Was kostet sie?
Probier die Bluse mal.
Probier sie mal.
And you heard the verb ending in the third person plural. The ending is always en, just like the infinitive form of the verb.
Finden.
Die Deutschen finden Gartenzwerge toll.
Finally, we'd like to explain something about the use of verbs in German and how this affects the syntax or structure of a sentence. As you know, the verb is the central element in a sentence. Some verbs in German take a direct object. Listen to the following examples. We begin with the verb to try on, probieren.
Probieren.
Die Frau probiert die Bluse. Die Frau probiert das Tuch.
The next example is the verb to take, nehmen.
Nehmen.
Ich nehme die Bluse.
And next, the verb to look for, suchen.
Suchen.
Wir suchen deine Mama. Wir suchen sie.
And finally, the verb to love, lieben.
Lieben.
Ich liebe das Buch. Ich liebe es.
Now you can hear all four scenes at the flea market once again. In the first scene, a customer is interested in buying a blouse. But before that, some music. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Ich finde die Bluse toll.
Zeig mal.
Hm? Probier sie mal. Ja, gut. Was kostet die Bluse?
12 Mark.
12 Mark? Das ist sehr teuer. 8 Mark?
11 Mark.
Ich nehme sie für 10 Mark.
Okay, 10 Mark.
In the next scene, two customers are considering buying cups.
Wie findest du die Tassen?
Es geht.
Was kostet eine Tasse?
Eine Tasse 1,50. Zwei Tassen kosten 2 Mark.
Ich nehme 4 Tassen.
4 Tassen? Das macht 4 Mark.
In the third scene, a child is lost and is looking for its mother.
Mama, 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 wo bist du?
Wo ist deine Mama?
Ich weiß es nicht.
Komm, wir suchen sie.
And finally, the scene with X and the garden gnome.
Andreas, schau mal, ein Kobold.
Nein, Ex, das ist ein Gartenzwerg.
Wie bitte?
Weißt du, die Deutschen finden Gartenzwerge toll.
Ich auch. Bitte, ich möchte auch.
Ach, Ex.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.